As Election Day approaches, we're checking in with voters around the state, asking what issues matter to them the most and who they're supporting for president. Yesterday, we heard from Julie Tisdale, a Trump supporter in Anchorage. Tonight, we'll hear from Bill Briggs of St. Paul. Briggs is 60. He's lived in St. Paul for 10 years and manages the island's seafood processing plant, and he is definitely not on the Trump train. He spoke with Zoe Sobel of Alaska's Energy Desk.
Bill Briggs shows me into his office that looks out over the machinery of the processing plant.
My little office, I'll get a door one day even.
Briggs is a strong Hillary Clinton supporter. So strong, he even named his personal Wi-Fi network Never Trump.
My name is Bill Briggs. I've been a lifelong liberal Democrat, and I come from a family entirely, 100% composed of hardcore Republicans. For the most part, we don't talk about politics, but I have to say that this year my mother and my sister came up to visit me here on St. Paul, and they both individually took me aside and said, I just want you to know I would never vote for Donald Trump. And it meant something to me.
Briggs has a daughter who he raised as a single parent. I asked what his big concerns are for her future.
Well, I'm absolutely convinced Hillary's going to win by a landslide, so I'm not concerned about Trump winning. I'm more concerned about what he says about us, that there's a significant number of people in this country who are not just angry, but just negative about the country, about the process.
What do you think Trump says about us as a country?
Well, I don't think this will get on the radio, but I think it says there's about 20 to 30% of the people in this country are racist, are misogynist, they're xenophobic, they're not willing to look seriously enough at the problems in the nation and the world to find any kind of real answer or even recognize what the real problem is. They'd rather just blame it on somebody.
You seem to be getting a little worked up. How does that make you feel?
Truthfully, I'm a little bit anxious and a little bit scared about the future because I just don't think people realize that we have to go, we have to move, we have to make some choices to move forward. And especially in things like, you know, making the world a more fair place, that people have food to eat. Yeah, I just think we've got some serious challenges. We can't solve them by building walls. We can't solve them by dropping bombs.
Briggs says he was troubled by the tape that emerged in which Donald Trump was caught making crude comments about women.
I've fired people in this plant for saying things like that, and I've fired people certainly for not grabbing anyone's genitals, but unwanted touching. And I'd do it again right now. Anybody who thinks that's normal in the world today, anybody who thinks that's acceptable, is wrong. And I've had several conversations in the last few days with adult, grown-up men that I've known and asked them, you know, about talking like that. I don't hear that kind of talk. They don't hear that kind of talk. It's not acceptable to me.
Briggs said he thinks this election is probably the most important in his lifetime.
I've read a lot of history. And over and over and over again, civilizations build up. They have some great, beautiful thing going, and then they just destroy it. And I feel like we're at the point of right now, this is the place you get to where you could lose it. I'm not saying we will. I'm not saying the walls are falling down. But this is the place where people make the decisions that in the future cause it to rise or fall.
That was Bill Briggs of St. Paul talking to Zoe Sobel of Alaska's Energy Desk. In the coming days, we'll be speaking with Alaskans around the state about the presidential election.